This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, July 23rd. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Trump claims trade breakthroughs. Food Group pushes dye phase out. And Maha Group's ad buy. Trump, Asian trade pacts to benefit ag. The Trump administration is claiming success for U.S. agriculture in a series of new trade deals. The latest announced last night with Japan. President Trump announced on social media posts that a deal would benefit U.S. rice and other unspecified commodities. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins followed up Trump's announcement with this, quote, "This historic agreement solidifies you as the greatest president for farmers of all time, delivering unprecedented wins for American farmers and ranchers, opening new markets once thought inaccessible, and ushering in a golden age of rural prosperity." Earlier yesterday, Trump said he reached a trade agreement with Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. that exempt U.S. exports from tariffs. The White House also said in a trade framework that the U.S. has secured with Indonesia includes commitments to streamline U.S. agri-food exports and boost purchases of several U.S. commodities. Take note, U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer is set to meet with Ways and Means Republicans today to deliver an update in ongoing trade negotiations. The meeting comes just days after a Senate Appropriations Committee report called for more information sharing with Congress on the state of negotiations. Consumer Brands expands its food dye pledge. One of the largest food and beverage organizations is encouraging manufacturers to stop using synthetic dyes in products by the end of 2027. Consumer Brands Association had previously said it would encourage its members to transition away from certified food, drug, and cosmetic colors in food and beverages served in schools by the start of the 26-27 school year. CBA's latest announcement builds on this by encouraging makers to phase out those dyes completely. Some of the biggest food and beverage manufacturers have made similar commitments. CBA is continuing to urge the FDA to prioritize increased access to natural color alternatives and ensure these are adequately evaluated and demonstrated as safe. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and FDA Commissioner Marty McCarry celebrated the move and said it supports their goal of removing all synthetic dyes out of the food supply. America is entering a new era of nutrition, Kennedy said in CBA's announcement. Replacing synthetic food dyes with natural colors marks another major victory in our mission to make America healthy again. Meanwhile, Coca-Cola said yesterday it would offer Coke sweetened with cane sugar in the United States as early as this fall. That follows a Trump social media post backing the use of cane sugar. You can read more from Rebecca Alvey and Oliver Ward in this week's AgriPulse newsletter. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top quality legal services that achieve cost effective results. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Maha Group launches nationwide ad campaign. A group supporting the Make America Healthy Again movement has launched a TV campaign highlighting the administration's commitment to some Maha ideas. The campaign, sponsored by Maha Action, will run nationwide from July 22nd to August 12th in the lead-up to the Maha Commission's second report. The video features prominent members of the administration, including Kennedy, McCary, and USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins. This is our way of saying thank you for their leadership and ensuring Congress knows that the American people, that millions of MAHA moms and advocates are behind these critical reforms, said Tony Lyons, president of MAHA Action. Make no mistake, this is a revolution that will change the face of public health policy. The video touts what MAHA Action calls early wins, including the phase-out of synthetic food dyes, closing the GRAS loophole, and plans to reform the dietary guidelines based on science rather than industry influence. Take note, the administration has not taken direct action on a number of these wins. The plan to phase out artificial food dyes, for example, relies on voluntary buy-in from the industry rather than regulations. The administration has been vocal about its desire to address the GRAS loophole, but has not issued rulemaking to do so. In March, HHS directed FDA to explore rulemaking to eliminate a pathway for food companies to self-affirm the safety of food ingredients. Take note, Senator John Hoeven of North Dakota, who chairs the Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee and sits on the Agriculture Committee, said he hopes to get a preview of the second commission report. But he wants to continue conversations with Kennedy even before that. Hoeven was one of a handful of senators that met with the White House after the first MAHA Commission report, which outraged farm groups over its negative portrayal of pesticides. Many have engaged with the White House since to ensure the next report issues responsible recommendations on pesticides and other issues. Kennedy has agreed to initial discussions with Hoeven. The lawmaker said these conversations will focus on ensuring any recommendations in the report have enough flexibility for agriculture and school nutritionists. House Ag Committee advances Grain Standards Reauthorization Act. The House Ag Committee yesterday advanced its version of the Grain Standards Reauthorization Act, putting the five-year legislation one step closer to reauthorization. The House bill would exclude costs associated with equipment and technology development from a current 30% cap for supervisory and administrative costs for services performed. It also reauthorizes USDA's Advisory Committee for U.S. Grain Standards. You can read our story on the challenges states are having maintaining funding for federal grain inspection services they provide in today's AgriPulse newsletter. Tuberville revives effort to broaden FCIC knowledge base and study oilseed crops. Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama will reintroduce two bills today to expand the expertise on Federal Crop Insurance Corporation Board of Directors and address crop insurance gaps. The Farm Board Act would reserve a spot on the 10-member FCIC board for a producer of both livestock and crops. Meanwhile, the Mid-South Oilseed Double Cropping Study Act would direct USDA to study winter oilseed crop feasibility in the Mid-South region to ensure adequate crop insurance coverage. Well, here's today's final word. Indiscriminate use of tariffs is not in our national interest at all. You've got to be selective and careful how you use tariffs. There's no question, some places of the world are unnecessarily restrictive on our products, but we need access to the rest of the world, and you can't get that by beating up everybody in the world. Agriculture probably needs open markets more than any other segment of the American economy, so I don't think we're going to see a lot of success. That's the word of former Clinton-era Ag Secretary Dan Glickman on the administration's tariff strategy and comments to AgriPulse at the Capitol yesterday. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, July 23rd, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. for the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.